Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of People of the World. Zeit up your geist.
Every boy and every girl.
That's Curtis. The Spice Girls.
No, that's Johnny.
And Johnny Davis.
That's Johnny. Thanks,
but
Johnny.
Johnny is one of the Spice Girls' foremost collaborators.
A.K.A. Spice.
Yeah, A.K.A. Spice. I'm Jack. That is Miles. These are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday afternoon. Brittany Griner is finally out.
Thank God.
On her way home.
We'll talk about it more in tomorrow's episode, but just
wanted to talk about why the right is mad.
Also, another thing to mention, which I don't know if we'll get to it in tomorrow's episode, but you'll see the name Paul Whelan trend alongside this. This is someone like an American guy that was detained because Russians believed he was a spy. And a lot of people are like, so this guy just stays in there while dope smoker, woker Brittany Griner gets out? And a lot of people are also pointing to the fact that, like, he was detained during the Trump administration. And for all the lovey-doveyness between him and Putin, he didn't seem to care much to try and get him out. So there's, like, again, a lot of what about and how this is an L because...
Putin's a smart businessman, you know?
Yeah.
He's not going to do that.
No. Is that Bill Simmons?
my Bill Simmons and my Donald Trump are fusing.
Hey, like, you know, talking to Vladimir...
I was talking to my buddy Vladimir, who's a big Vikings fan, and he was saying this was like gut punch level 45. Anyways, Steph Curry is trending because he was named the SI Sports Person of the Year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You remember when that was the thing? That was like a thing
when it mattered?
I cared about.
Does it matter?
The sports... Person of the year?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
I'm like,
I remember it mattered to me when I was like a big Jordan fan and they named Jordan Sports Person of the Year and then had a hologram cover.
Okay, that sounds dope. You're right. Okay, let me see. Like, I have to look in the decade I would have gave a fuck, which is the 90s. So 1990, Joe Montana, then 91, Michael Jordan, 92, Arthur Ashe, 93, Don Shula, 94, Bonnie Blair, the speed skating god. Shout out to Lillehammer, 94.
Yeah.
Cal Ripken Jr., 95, Tiger Woods, 96, Dean Smith, 97, Maguire and Sosa. Okay, I remember that year. That was 98.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. Women's Soccer Team, 99. Okay.
There we go.
Kurt Schilling,
you don't remember the
2001.
Jordan, the hologram cover? I like bought three. I was like, this is going to be worth so much.
This is from 91?
It must have been 91.
It must have been the 91 seat. Look, I would have been seven. And at that time, Jack... To be honest, I was getting Sports Illustrated for Kids at the library back then.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
I was still getting Sports Illustrated for Kids probably at that time.
Remember how they had like those perforated cards you could like tear out in the middle? I remember being so pissed off at how fucking low quality, like, because I was such a like, card collector.
Like, anyone's going to sell these or buy these.
The fuck, these aren't even in Beckett. Get the fuck out of my
edges
face.
Look like shit. SI for Kids.
I'm just crying. My mom's like, what's wrong? I'm like, the edges look like shit.
Yeah, I remember. I remember those days. Yeah. Anyways, the other reason Steph Curry is trending is because he hit 5 full court shots in a row in a video that he has now admitted is fake.
We knew that.
I don't know why he would do, like, it just feels like person with superpowers creates fake video suggesting he has slightly better superpowers than he really does. But it fooled me. Fooled my ass.
This happens all the time, but usually they'll do it in a way that's a little less believable. Like Steph Curry throwing a basketball across a court and making it feels like within the realm of possibility. I think that's why it's like not like superhuman enough.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which I think confuses people, because like the other famous one, the soccer player, Ronaldinho, like years ago did this thing where like he alleged, like, was just supposedly able to kick a ball like right off the crossbar every time and return it to him, which is like, you know, robotic levels of control. And it went viral because it was like, oh shit. But most people were like, that's fake. With this, I don't know. When I first saw it, I was like, oh, that looks like it has the hallmarks of one of those fake, like, found footage, whoa moments. But I don't know. I would have liked to have seen something a little
bit
better.
So he said, yeah, sorry, those are fake, but I did make 2 in a row.
Okay.
So that makes me wonder, those 100 threes he made in a row, was that doctored? Like, was that fake? Did you see those?
I don't think that.
Earlier this year?
I remember seeing that, and everyone's like, my God, he's locked in. But yeah. It'd be one thing if he, like, then played, like, absolute shit this season.
Right.
But
and instead, he's having, like, a...
even better. So, you can't really argue with it.
Yeah, I can. I think that guy sucks.
Hey, let him know, Jack. Let's go. We're going to Oracle tonight.
That's right. Respect for marriage is trending.
Yep.
This sounds like a bill that would be bad.
Something
the GOP would pass. And I feel like they were like, we can't not vote for something that sounds this racist.
Marriage for the Troops Act. Damn it, they got us. Uncle Sam's healthcare plan. They keep getting us with these names. We just voted to tax the rich and have universal healthcare. Anyway, but yes, this is the bill that the Senate first passed, now the House has voted to pass, which again codifies federal protections for, you know, same-sex marriage, interracial couples, you know, what normal people do. Fall in love, get married. So they've managed to pull that off. So now it's up to you, Joe Byron. Get your pen ready. Get your inky winky. And get to, I don't even know what the fuck I meant to say there. I guess your ink ready.
Inky winky?
Yeah. Inky winky. Get your inky winky. Sign the dotted line, fam.
Your Teletubby brand.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah, I did way too many mushrooms watching Teletubbies the other night.
I do wonder if he's trying to look into if he can delay this until the 2024 election season, you know, so that he can just be like,
where's that darn pen?
I'm going to get to it. It's just these damn pens are out of ink.
Hopefully I'll get it by, I don't know, when's election? A couple weeks. We're not trying to, like, weaponize, you know, your lives or, like, your own sense of stability against you. But vote Joe Byron again, folks.
Come on.
He'll find his pen.
He's going to vote for Joe Biden to find his pen.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Bye. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course.
And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back, and Rush Hour 4, or Rush 4 Hour, as I've seen it written. Like, the 4 stands in for the H, even though most fonts, the 4 looks nothing like an H.
No.
But they've announced, kind of, Jackie Chan has announced at a film festival that he's in talks to do another Rush Hour after in 2019 saying that he wasn't doing anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So people are excited. I personally, this was my first, it was a big morning for me because it was the first time that I had realized Rush Hour 3 had come out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't see Rush Hour 3?
I did not. It totally was bad. Missed my radar. Yeah. I think, well, so Rush Hour 2 was a great time at the movies.
That's the one with the, in Vegas, right?
I forget what it was. I just remember where I was. I saw it in Connecticut with like the family of my college girlfriend, and just I remember being like,
dude, that, man. Wow, that is such college yeah. girlfriend night at the
home
movies.
For the weekend at the
yeah.
I don't know if I was just like, oh, anything to be to be distracted for a moment. But Rush Hour 3 like doesn't exist. And even though the Wikipedia page, Brett Ratner's Wikipedia editors have said it was a hit. You know, the first two movies were like monster hits. And the third movie is like, it says that it was a hit because it like had 248 million worldwide. But if you assume that the production budget is doubled for marketing, which it almost always is, then it actually didn't even break even Rush Hour 3. So
hey, I guess there's a reason. Come on. What are you, an accountant?
Rush 4 Hour has been delayed. A lot of questions. Like, for instance, Jackie Chan's thing was like, yeah, I'm talking to the director later on, and we're going to figure out if we can get the script where it needs to be. That's my Jackie Chan impression. And killer. People are like, ooh, director, you say? Because Brett Ratner directed the first three. Mm-hmm. And has
why
not...
something happened with him?
Yeah, exactly. So will he be the director again? Chris Tucker also on the Epstein flight logs.
Brett Ratner kind of looks like Hunter Biden.
Oh my God. That's very complimentary to Brett Ratner.
Yeah.
Hunter Biden's a hunk, straight up.
Nah, you just saw those pictures and you can't get it out of your head. That's the thing.
Yeah. That's right. I mean,
we're all hunted.
Yeah.
hunk.
Yeah, I think the way you pronounce that is hunk.
Hunk.
Friend.
yeah. Also, like, I don't know how can they do a Rush Hour 4 in this world now?
In this world, yeah, right.
In this world today, like
all the jokes are just so.
I mean, let me tell you, as someone being black and Asian, the amount of Rush Hour jokes I was subjected to.
Oh my God.
I can't even tell you. Like in the beginning, wow. I was like, when it came out, I was like, yes, because I fucked with that first soundtrack too. You know?
Looked up from your SI for kids.
You ain't got to be rich, but fuck that. How we going to get around your bus pass for
I put God,
on your mustache? You know what I mean? Like, I was like, yeah, Emil. Like, I was fucking, what? Well, fuck you then. Like, that soundtrack was great. However, you know, there was so much, it's like the jokes, like, they cut both ways for me as a kid. I was like, But, yeah, we'll see. And then as super producer Brian points out, yeah, Chris Tucker was on that Epstein plane. We're going to talk about that?
Yeah. He was on the flight logs.
Whatever.
Yeah. But that's cool. Maybe they'll incorporate that into the plot. I don't know.
Could you imagine? Like trying to excuse it? They're like, no, I was there for like a charity thing in Africa.
I had to go to save that little girl who had been kidnapped.
Yeah.
We had to get on a flight quickly. I couldn't book it. There's a scene of him being exasperated with the booking agent. You know, at the airport, and then
I gotta find Juntao though. Hey, did I hear you say that? You want to hop a ride with me to South Africa with Bill Clinton? Yeah, all right.
That's right. The New York Times is trending. There is a walkout happening at the New York Times because they're failing to do what union members are demanding, despite being very profitable. We've talked before about how they're so profitable. They're partner with the BSP of the world and other massive corporations to get fun little infographics made by the minds from the minds of the New York Times and the content creators at BP. But anyways, they got a lot of money. They're choosing not to give it to their employees. And
hey, look at that. And you know, wages need to go up. Prices are going up. And sounds like the leadership of the New York Times is like, I don't know, no, it's not happening. So the union's like, yeah, this is they're not really showing any good faith in this. So we're off this for a day. So don't play Wordle.
Don't play Wordle. If you do that, don't play the crossword puzzle. Don't read the New York Times today. Yeah. The one day walkout. So you can stay off the New York Times.
It's also funny too because like I know the New York Times. I'm sorry. I had to look at the New York Times write up about the strike that's happening at their own paper just to see where they were landing. And it's the first time I've seen them actually get a quote from another side, not just the one who's they're interested in being like, well, the head of the New York Times says, you know, it's really disappointing that they weren't able to find, you know, like come to an agreement while while union leaders are saying the New York Times is acting in bad faith.
Wow.
So,
hey. Both sides.
Yeah. Hey.
Power plants are trending because this is now it appears to be a trend. At least 7 power plants have been shot up by what are thought to be right-wing protesters who are protesting drag events.
Yeah. Is that, I know that's, there was in North Carolina, they like the two coincided with each other. Is there more like evidence now that to suggest like that's what's going on? Because I remember there was like a January 6th or a woman who was in North Carolina. And she's like, I know why the power's out in that county. And then the feds were like, okay, tell us. It's because the power's out because somebody hit a substation.
Right.
That's why.
It seems to be that like the FBI has been brought in. There's a lot of speculation as to why it's happening. But like, it's weird. Like some people are saying that there's, you know, 6 that have been tied to this, but then there's other places in this Daily Mail article, which not always the most trustworthy, but says about 106 attacks on the electrical grid in the U.S. have been reported from January through August of this year. But yeah, just going with a assault rifle and shooting up your local power plant seems to be a thing that the right is doing.
Yeah, because I know it's like a thing, like militias, like it's a part of like the idea of attacking infrastructure or whatever, so like definitely overlaps there. But
are militias supposed to be like in case something like that happens?
Just unhappy guys who didn't make the football team LARPing as fucking warriors.
Yeah.
Because it makes things a little bit bearable for them, I guess. So it'll be interesting to see what comes of this.
Yeah.
Like if they actually get to the bottom of it. Because like I feel like you'd hear all the time, it's like they foiled a plot to attack something.
Right, right. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this December 8th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the flu shot. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.